Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mario Coleman, and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network. This is September 18th, 2012. I'm your host, Patricia Hunt, broadcasting live from Portland, Oregon. Joining me today is our executive producer, Karima Ali. Welcome, Karima.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you very much, Patricia. Always nice to be online with you as always.
Oh, you're darling. Well, listen, this is a very special day. It's not just your ordinary day, is it?
It's been a little bit gray in my hair, but yes, it's a special occasion for us. It really is.
Why don't you tell us exactly what we're celebrating here, Karima?
10 years, ten long, hard, very wonderful. Years, you know, my mom always has said to me, she said, my walk has never been hard, never been easy. My walk has always been hard. But she's made it so much easier for my family, for my sister and my brothers and so many people, countless people, the thousands of people that we've touched over the years, just make it a little bit easier to kind of exist in this economy and in on this planet. So we're very excited about just pulling through and still standing, and by the grace of God, my favorite saying is, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his bread or a seed begging bread, and I
or
say
seed
never
begging bread
to every bank.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love
so
that.
We're in a great place.
That's
place.
Exciting.
It's a blessing.
Let's talk about your mom for just a moment, Karima.
Well,
tell me her.
My mother. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's give her name and
is,
everything.
My mother is Maggie Bowens Freeman, and she was raised here in the South in Phenix City, Alabama, and left the South when she was 17 years of age, and traveled the world with my dad. We're a military family, And we settled in a place called Gary, Indiana, where Michael Jackson is from.
Uh-huh.
And they raised me, myself, my brother, and my other siblings up, and we turned here to the South after about 50 years to come back home and be with her family, her sister, my auntie Eddie Bell, and my auntie Reen, and her brother. They had not been together in almost 30, 40 years like they have. And so she's enjoying retirement, semi-retirement. She has a bachelor's degree from Concordia University in business organization management, as well as an associate's in business management. And just, you know, 65 years of age and look like she's about 42.
That's fantastic.
Walks about 5 miles a day in the morning time and gets upset if her time goes down. So it's a blessing to be able to watch your mother age with such grace and beauty. But, again, when you do God's will and she has served him very faithfully through the years, you know, from any kind of mission that she's been a part of, and God has been good. And she's a perfect example of being faithful to his word, period.
Karima, tell us. Yes. Tell us, what inspired her to form the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction?
Well, one of us is basically me, because I've been one of those daughters that children that she had to either it was a way to etch out a place in my life for me because of the path that I took. You know, we all, you know, everybody always has a good kid and a bad one. So I was the bad one. She made it very clear to me that either I was gonna act like a decent young lady or die one. You know, mom's from the South, so she'd beat you right now. But the coalition was really formed because we needed to build resources for women of color. She was, in her tireless effort in securing contracts as a general contractor in Indiana and in Illinois and Wisconsin, it was very hard for her to have a social network of women who looked like her. And then she also wanted to leave something for us so that as young women growing up that we would have a social network. So when we started off in the 80s, there were very, very far and in between women of color in construction and any involvement. Being in Chicago where we were, which is a union kind of state, she knew that in the long run, after some trials and tribulations, that Patricia, you have to be able to pick up the phone and be able to call a Patricia Hunt or a Tasha Brown or a Melissa Shannon or a Winaka Cooper, somebody who looks like you that is connected to you in a way that only you can understand that connection. So that really has driven myself and her to continue to advocate for women of color to be involved in contracting and construction and legislation. And these are reasons why she, got involved, because, be quite honest with you, some time ago, quick story, we were on a DOT project in Wisconsin, and I was only about 22 years old at that time. And we specialize in concrete. I'm a journeyman concrete finisher. My sister's a journeyman concrete finisher. And my mother's just a jack of all trades, seriously. But we actually had some discriminatory practices that took place. And because we didn't have political wherewithal and anybody to fall back on, we lost a contract that almost allowed us to lose all of our assets. I didn't know anything about that, but it was a very difficult time. And I think she always has told me, my mom has said to me, no one would ever tell me again that I didn't have enough education or resources to keep my contract. And so that is what's driven us to bring in education, knowledge, resources, define who we are in terms of our qualification as people, not as a certification as a woman. You know, we believe in working hard and having that access because we worked hard to be there. So that's it in a nutshell, Tricia.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's amazing to me that you all formed this organization, and I'm glad you formed it for the hundreds and thousands of other young women who are trying to make it in this business. You know, my daughter Roberta just is in the process of getting her PhD. She should have it by the end of October of this year.
Congratulations.
Her dissertation has passed. And that was all that stood between her and actually getting the degree. The reason I bring this up is because that's the reason that I ran into you, Karima. Roberta was doing her dissertation on black women in construction and the discrimination that they face. How they make it. And that's when I realized the journey that women in construction were having to take. And your mother, in her generation, she came along long before my daughter came along with her PhD dissertation project. But those women suffered a great, great deal. Tell us a little bit about your mother's journey.
Well, let me say this much. You know, people who have children and they have parents who might be, famous. Children never think about their parents and being famous. That's just mama and daddy. I never forget it, Patricia. all Roberta used to say was, you know, I think my mom would love to talk to you all. And I was like, yeah, I mean, this is like 4 years ago, right, you guys? And I you know, I was like, well, yeah, you know, your mom, yeah, whatever, you know, right. So I was like, she was like, well, no, really, because the dissertation piece was, you know, on me in particular and the coalition. And, I, you know, she's done a radio spot here in Portland as well, you know, reciting parts of her dissertation to the public there on the radio station there. But the day that she actually told me, I said, well, look, Roberta, I said, look, girl, who is your mama? She was like, Patricia Hunt. I said, who? He said, Patricia Hunt from 11-5 News. I said, wait, I was like, oh, my God, are you serious? I did not restrain anything. She was like, yeah, you know, that's my mom. I like, you know, she would love to talk to you. And I was like,
no,
really? Seriously? I was like, I don't know what to say about that. That's what I believe. That's what I said about social networks that just tie together. And it's been such a perfect fit.
Yes.
You know, for the last, you know, several months now because of just the history. But I just want to turn this around with you a little bit. You've been with us for some months now, and the journey for you and the women and the experiences that you connected to has been extraordinary in terms of what I said to you, that, you know, your voice will never be silenced again. I mean, we're number four on Google under the broadcast digital network, online network. Number four on Google out of 993 million people. You know,
yes.
People are tuning in on a day-to-day basis. You know, your journey, I'm going to turn this into an interview with you. Your journey with some of the projects that you've had to undertake, especially working with my kooky self, you know, tell us a little bit about your experience in the last several months now that you become acclimated to Karima.
Well, I got to tell you this, Karima, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate the involvement with you. I love learning. Learning is infectious for me. And that's what I love about being involved with NCWCC. I have enjoyed learning the plight of this organization, of these women, and learning the plights of some of the women that I have met working with you. That is precious to me. The thing that I loved about journalism is that you're a perpetual student, and being with NCWCC has just extended that for my life, and I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for that. I feel like I'm in my element, and that's a good thing.
You never left your element. You never left your element. We just kind of drug you out of retirement, kicking and screaming. You kind of turned and looked up. You know, I think one of the greatest interviews that I saw that you had was with Starbucks for the global service month. I thought putting that together was awesome. And when you were working, pulling all those three interviews together, because I couldn't get it. I'm sorry.
Hey,
you had Buddy Curry on from the Atlanta Falcons. You had the Silverbacks, which is the soccer team here, and you had a strong representative from Starbucks. And you put that together so diligently. It just flowed so well into the media department where we were able to do that video. We just loved. I think that was one of the most difficult ones that I was awed at, with the fact that just knowing you as a journalist, having a seasoned journalist like you, to be able to pull that together. And then, you know, then you're doing NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio as well, out of Chicago as well. So I think that's been a moving experience to watch you just do what you do so well. And it's just, it's like watching Michael Jordan on the basketball court. You make it look so easy.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. I've never been compared with Michael Jordan now. I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed that one, too. It was good for me to – I was just getting back in the saddle when I did that. I was just getting – I think we were just kicking off We had kicked off before then, but that was in the early days of you, in being involved with you. I'll tell you one that I have really learned a lot from is working with Margot Dorfman. I've enjoyed working with Margot Dorfman, the with the Women's Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
that was an interesting interview.
That was an interesting interview, and it really got me revved up for the election season, really, because women's issues are very front and center in this election. The difference in women's issues, the difference in the fate of women under one presidency versus another is very different, is very wide. And it was interesting to me to see what the different candidates are leaning toward where women are concerned,
right,
and women's issues are concerned.
I think we're going to pick that up a little bit on tomorrow. You have a special guest that's coming on Wednesday's show, if I'm not correct.
Yes, I do. Her name is Steen Miles. There in Atlanta, you all will know Steen Miles. She worked for Channel 11 for many years as a news reporter. She was an assignment editor at Channel 11 for a number of years. And then they put her on the air. She became a full-time news reporter, news anchor. And she also became a Georgia stateswoman. She was in the House of Representatives for a number of years, and she recently was on the phone, on a telephone conference call with Barack Obama. Reverend Joseph Lowery was on the phone with the the Civil Rights Movement. And Joseph Lowery was the representative of ministers on the call. He was their spokesperson. And Steen is going to bring us some ideas of things that they talked about in that conversation. And, you know, this election season, we need to be thinking and talking about what's coming up under different presidencies. And something interesting just occurred today. Mitt Romney, the Republican candidate, just made a small blunder. He misspoke. He was making a joke about Hispanics. And I think he said something to the effect that he said he thought he would be better off in this election if he were Hispanic. He was born to American parents in Mexico, but he's not Hispanic. And somehow or another, you know, Mitt Romney is not the biggest joker. He doesn't tell good jokes. And he stepped outside of his element.
Yeah, I think he should stick to being very stern and very firm. I haven't heard anything about it, but let me ask you a question. Steen is going to be on tomorrow, talking about the conference call and talking about the what she does. She's also a minister too, right?
She's a minister. Yes, she's a minister. She's retired from journalism field, but she went into the ministry in her retirement. And she's been very successful at that.
Talk about not giving up, going into retirement. So she's going to be on tomorrow. You know, I like about our about the main show that we do. We've had a variety. We'll be having some Republican representatives on as well here in Atlanta. We should be having some House of Representatives who are running for the GOP here, and somebody from DeKalb County, Fulton County, just in the southern state too. We should be having on some individuals. So we want to weigh in on the election series. Let me tell you the most unique situation I thought we had is when we started to cover self-genocide. That situation really invoked a very strong awareness in me on how critical and how severe this economy has become, where you have,
yes.
where we covered, I think her name was Dorothy Spite, right?
Yes, Dorothy Spite.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, it is more severe where black people are concerned than for the rest of the population. You know, they say when the general economy gets a cold, black people get pneumonia.
Dang.
And that is the case. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Wow.
Listen to these statistics,
wow.
and this is true. Right now, the unemployment rate in America is roughly at 8.2% unemployment. But where African Americans are concerned, the unemployment rate is now at 16%. 16%. We don't think the severity of that until it hits home. But that is a serious number. That is a very serious number.
And Patricia, and this is why it's so important that the self-genocide really has you know, it's epidemic proportion in Chicago, Philadelphia, Maryland. Mothers in Charge. We had Peacemakers on, Clemmy Greenlee, talking about the devastation and losing a child. In relevance to violence and having that horrific story being told and these women standing up and actually becoming a beacon of hope for other women. And I think that was a great show for us to continue to broadcast. We'll be going back to that a little bit further as we get out of the election series. You know, one of the other things I think it was a great opportunity is when we've talked about when we actually do interview Dr. Tasha Brown there in Chicago. Now, that's a unique character right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a unique woman there. Your experience
is.
With her has been awesome woman. Awesome
yes.
woman. She juggles a lot of hats. And I really enjoyed that interview.
She does. I don't know how she manages it.
I can't begin to tell you. I mean, she's a wife, a mother, a pastor of a church, got a job.
And she's a contractor.
And a contractor. I don't know. I don't know if she ever sleeps, but that's an awesome woman that we were able to bring aboard and then she's also recovering from cancer, breast cancer. They caught that in enough time, and I really appreciate you taking the due diligence and looking into her biography the way that you did. And letting
mm-hmm.
people know how awesome a type of woman this is.
She's amazing.
But the NCWC, we've had countless. We've had the A.D. King Foundation on, you guys. We've had Margot Dorfman on twice already with the United States Women's Chamber. We've had musicians, entertainers. We cover all types of investigation, reporting. And my favorite that is really touching me personally and my family's other company is the scandal and the allegations of the 60 lawsuits with Scott and Sons Holdings LLC. Well, we've been working with Randy Travis here in Fox 5 Live, Fox 5 News investigation.
Yes.
That's been a head spinner for me. Yeah,
I bet
losing about $600,000. Yeah, losing $600,000 in 2012 would be something I would never forget, and then not just losing it, actually been stolen from us from this guy, and we'll be taking we've been taking it by stride. My family and I, we like I said, we've never seen the righteous forsaken, and or seed begging bread. And I think with this, you know, us actually, you know, it's always one thing to be the person to do the interview, Patricia, but when they interview you, and it's really real, it's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah.
I've always been on the other side.
Well, Karima, you know, you're living the plight that women in construction experience. You're living it. And as ugly as it is, these are experiences that women in construction often encounter.
You're right. The reason why I'm laughing is it had to be me that it happened to. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not being boastful, and I say this with all humility. If he had to come after somebody, I was the right sister for him. You follow me? I'm the right woman for him. I am the right one. I know this, you know, I come from the seed of construction, you know, from the age of 12 years of age, coming up all the way through the ranks of, every organization across the country. I've been a member of NAWIC as a board member. I sat on the board of the Associated Builders and Contractors. I've sat on the board of the AGC, Hispanic Contractors Association, and now being able to be wise enough to create and start the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction. I've also been a part of Chicago Women in the Trade. I've been a spokesperson for various opportunities, a lot of opportunities for women in out of Washington. And then, you know, I've had two dissertations with me in it. I've been published a few times. So I think he picked the right person. I think no one else. God made this happen for the right reason. He picked the right one. He picked the right one.
I think he was a fool.
That's the right one. If you want to go after the big kahuna, he picked the right one, because this is where we launched a campaign for transparency. That was one thing Margo said, is that as a result of this situation, we will launch a campaign for complete transparency and eliminating corruption within the government entities when it comes to bidding. And that's very important. And that's done straight across the board, be it President Obama being reelected or we have a President Romney. Women have been talking across the country, and we really appreciate the fact that the coalition is a seasoned organization that has been brought up and raised by the women in Washington who are now retired. So I believe he did pick the right one. We'll see.
Yes, he did. And the rest of that story has not been told yet. It has only just begun.
I know, right? I find it to be very interesting and very on a blessed situation. It allows myself and me to be more cautious as a person who builds alliances straight across the boardroom. But you guys, we got about 90 seconds left into the show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. I want to thank you, Patricia, for joining me today and just bringing up the fact that we got, you know, 10 years strong and still standing. And my favorite saying is, there's nothing they can do about it, Patricia. I want to thank you so much.
Certainly.
Thank you so much, Patricia. All right, then we'll talk
tomorrow.
All right,
you have a good day. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right.